care of your family and guide you through a difficult time.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Minister of State for Disabilities says people have a right for the Brandon Report to be fully published. Donegal County Council is being urged to introduce bylaws to govern the use of e-scooters in the Letterkenny-Milford municipal area. A Midlands community is in shock following the death of two members of a Laois family in a crash in Turkey. And hairdressers in the northwest are just about breaking even. That's according to a Donegal salon owner. These stories in full, plus more to come. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. First in news, the Minister of State for Disabilities says people have a right for the Brandon Report to be fully published. The report outlined 108 incidents of serious assault carried out by a resident given the pseudonym Brandon between 2003 and 2016 at Ard Grainne Court in Stranorlar. Minister Anne Rabbitt remains committed to ensuring the report is fully published. She told today's 9 till noon show that work is ongoing to provide reassurances that incidents of sexual assault as highlighted in the Brandon report does not reoccur.
We are now at our final stages of putting in place that reassurance look back piece that I want, to give to the families. Mm-hmm. I also want to give to the workers here, but I also need to be confident as the minister that what has happened wouldn't happen again. As I say, the final document is being just put together for an independent piece. I want to welcome what Bernard Gloucester did like 2 Sundays ago, where he himself has said he's putting in place his own independent piece. That was the wider piece in relation to nursing homes, but he did say, and he could possibly look at the Brandon piece. Absolutely. But I made a commitment to the people of Donegal that I would do my own reassurance piece of work. I'm still committed to doing that piece of work. Mm-hmm. And I do welcome Bernard's indications that he's looking at that wider reassurance. I welcome what Bernard's doing, but the report will go to Bernard. Mm-hmm. I want a report coming to me. I need to be able to publish my own report as to what was the findings out of reading all those reports and where we are today. I want it to be that positive piece, but I won't absolutely sugarcoat it. I think the public have a right to know, and it needs to be shared with the people of Donegal. I also think that in actual fact, the sooner this happens, the better, because I need my confidence to know that learnings have been found.
Donegal County Council is being urged to introduce bylaws to govern the use of e-scooters in the Letterkenny-Milford municipal area. Concerns have been raised over the use of e-scooters for both users and pedestrians, particularly those vulnerable and elderly. Councillor Jerry McMonigal says while it is an affordable and welcomed mode of transport, it needs to be made safe. National regulations for e-scooters are expected to be in place in the last quarter of this year. Councillor McMonigal, however, says immediate action needs to be taken.
I brought forward a motion today. I think there's an information needed on this. We see from the new regulations that the e-scooters are now classed, are going to be classed as NPPTS. And what we need to do is get that classification through as soon as possible. It will restrict their usage and the speeds that they can go at. But there's a safety aspect for the user as well, in that a lot of the people who are using them are not wearing helmets and they're travelling at unsafe speeds for their health and well-being. And look, we need to bring in regulations very soon about this.
And particularly, you mentioned the safety of the user, but there could be vulnerable people or elderly people out and about, and they mightn't hear them coming along, and you wouldn't know what would happen.
Yeah, and that's what's happened, because they're so silent, and they are moving at a fairly fast speed at times, especially in town centres or on the footpaths around estates, and people are being caught out. I mean, if you just go to turn or go to crossroad, the next minute they're there in front of you. I've had near misses myself, as have other people that I'm aware of who brought it to my attention. So I think it's the times right now to get the information out there for the users to be mindful of other footpath and road users, but also be mindful for themselves. It's to say, I'm very much in favour of them as a mode of transport, and get less cars on the road, the better. But we need to have regulations, and we need to have safety regulations, and the sooner that's brought in, the better, I think.
A Midlands community is in shock following the death of two members of a Laois family in a crash in Turkey. The father and his 10-year-old son, who are from Port Laois, were on holiday when the incident happened. It's understood they were travelling on a moped in the tourist town of Alanya. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's aware of the incident and is providing consular assistance. Laois Offaly TD Brian Stanley says he knows the family.
The 10-year-old boy and his brother were on holidays, 16-year-old brother were on holidays with her dad in Alanya in Turkey. The deceased is a man in his 30s, son, 10-year-old, and actually the boy, the deceased boy, actually, he lives with his mother just in the same estate as myself. Huge sense of shock among the neighbours last night and family. I want to extend my sympathy to the families.
The HSE are urging the public to be aware that phone lines are down at Buncrana Primary Care Centre. They say hopes are to have them restored as soon as possible. A high court in India has ordered that the trial of the man accused of the murder of Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin be expedited. The 28-year-old was killed in Goa on March 14, 2007. The orders to expedite the trial were issued by the High Court while rejecting the bail plea filed by Vikit Bhagat, who was being charged with Miss McLaughlin's murder. He applied for bail on the grounds that he has been in jail for 6.5 years, with the trial nowhere close to completion. The trial court has now requested it to conclude within 1 year. Danielle's mother, Andrea Branigan, is confident that justice will finally be served.
It's the first time the High Court has ever got involved in Danielle's trial. And so I'm very hopeful this time that it will hopefully be over within the year. I'm hopeful that it will be over, and I'm glad he got refused bail again yesterday, because there's always a worry in my head that he will get out. So hopefully now it will be concluded within the year and Danielle will finally get some kind of justice.
Hairdressers in the northwest are just about breaking even, with some running at a loss. That's according to a Donegal salon owner. The current rate of 9% is set to go up to 13.5% in August, as the government is reluctant to extend it. Rossa Danaher, spokesperson for the Irish Hairdressers Federation, says the move will seriously impact rural businesses.
It is going to be detrimental to small businesses in rural Ireland. That's why I was there today representing them on the committee, but also to have a voice for the West and North West. Salons at the moment are just about breaking even or running at a loss. The VAT is a major help at the moment at 9%, but to put that back up at 13.5%, it's going to be detrimental to the industry.
The industry is feeling the effects from COVID. Many haven't managed to bounce back quite the way that they would have wanted to.
Absolutely. I think COVID and our industry especially has had a huge effect across the board. There has been a lot of people have left the industry. We're very top where we would have qualified staff. For now, it's going to take a few years to actually get staff up with the new apprenticeship that we've all embraced. So yeah, salons are actually, you see it across the board, they're closing more days at the beginning of the week, like the restaurants, because they don't have the manpower. And again, footfall is down. People are they're watching their disposable income. Keeping our VAT at 9% is so important for the consumer that's coming in through our doors, and encouraging people to spend locally in every town. And salons do bring a lot. It's the heart of a lot of small towns. People come in, get their hair done, but they also spend money in other shops. You know, so we encourage and we get people to come in to small towns. So it's, we're just beginning to bounce back. And again, the VAT is huge. It's a huge asset to us. So it needs to stay at 9%.
Gardaí in Donegal are providing assistance to police who are concerned for the whereabouts of a missing dairyman. 61-year-old Patrick Hargan was last seen in Buncrana on Sunday evening. He is described as being 5'6" in height, with grey hair, and was wearing blue jeans and a check shirt when he went missing. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh says inquiries are ongoing in Buncrana.
Our colleagues in the PSNI are looking for our assistance and assistance of the public in an attempt to locate a missing person, Patrick Hargan. Patrick is approximately 61 years of age and he's missing from the dairy area. He's described as 5'6" with grey hair, wearing blue jeans and a check shirt. And there's a possible sighting of Patrick in the Buncrana area last Sunday, Greg, the 16th. And our colleagues in Buncrana are carrying out inquiries at the minute. So as anybody has information in relation to Patrick's whereabouts, contact the Gardaí or the PSNA at 0489065022. That's 0489065022.
RTE faces a potential funding crisis amid a significant fall in people paying the TV licence fee. Figures for the first week of July show a 25% drop in licence renewals and a 40% fall in the number of new TV licences issued when compared with 2022. Sean Defoe reports.
Ignoring the TV licence inspectors and failing to pay the charge can result in a fine of €1,000 and rising penalties, including jail time if court orders to pay are ignored. Yet there was almost 6,000 fewer TV licences issued between June and the first week of July after the controversy at RTE over payments to Ryan Tuberty. That means around €934,000 in foregone licence fee money for that period, raising questions about future funding at RTE. Former Communications Minister Pat Rabbit wanted to change the fee to a broadcasting charge in 2013.
It's not the end. The issue is, how do we fund public service broadcasting?
For the LTD, Kieran Cannon, these collection methods need to change.
It's based on TV ownership, which in itself, in a world of so many devices now, is completely outdated.
While former correspondent Kieran Maloudi thinks difficult times lie ahead for RTE.
There is going to be a cash crisis. There's no two ways about it. The level of drop in the licence fee is going to absolutely cripple the organisation come the autumn.
Further figures will reveal whether the drop in revenue is a short-term issue or a long-term crisis for the broadcaster.
Gardaí have issued a renewed appeal for witnesses to a fatal crash in Tubinburn Foot on Friday afternoon last. Michael Jim Quinn, who was living in Letterkenny but originally from Buncrana, died in hospital after the car he was driving struck a ditch at around 4:30. He was aged in his 60s. A female passenger aged in her early 60s was uninjured in the crash. Anyone who may have dash cam footage is asked to come forward. The time is approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be joined with Kenny Harkin for all the latest in sport.
€4 million for good causes across Ireland.
Cut. You said €4 million every week.
It is €4 million every week.
€4 million?
Uh-huh.
It must be a typo. Can you check
I'm telling you, every week over €4 million is raised for good causes.
All right. No need for a Marty meltdown.
I'll ignore that. Every week, National Lottery players raise over €4 million for good causes across Ireland. The National Lottery. Support responsibly. Based on 2022 financials.
Play Dunfanny Golf Club Open Week from Thursday the 20th to Sunday the 30th of July. Three ball better ball, open ladies and gents stroke in Stableford. Three and four ball better ball and a team classic. Just some of the daily competitions you can enjoy. Come and play Dunfanny Golf Club Open Week. It's special. To book, call 0749136335 or book online at dunfannygolfclub.com.
Boulder Dash, poppycock, porky pies, whispers, untruths, fake news, or as the kids say, cap. Seeds have been planted that Skoda has no stock. Let's put the rumours to bed. At Skoda we have Scala, Superb, Octavia and the fully electric Enyaq all in stock, ready for immediate delivery and to drive home today. Visit skoda.ie to see for yourself. Skoda. Let's explore.
Your local Skoda dealer is DMG Motors, Clare Road, Donegal Town. Call 074-972-1396.
Sensory Complex Letterkenny are holding their annual charity Family Fun Day in aid of the good and new Donegal Cancer Bus on Wednesday the 26th of July from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Check out our Sensory Complex social media pages for more information on how you can help support the charity while having fun on Wednesday the 26th of July at Sensory Complex.
Best staycation ever. Four best mates, 60 minutes from home. 10 thrilling zip lines. 8 breathtaking views. 4 coffees to catch a breath. 1,000 metres into a wondrous cave. 3 echo, echo, echo. 1 incredible day. Plan your best staycation ever at discoverireland.ie and experience the feeling of a holiday all in one day. Brought to you by Fáilte Ireland.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
We are approaching 5:15. We're heading over to the sports desk with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Starting with soccer, and Denise O'Sullivan is set to take a full part in the Republic of Ireland's final training session before their upcoming opening World Cup fixture. The midfielder has taken part in two sessions following the shin injury sustained in the abandoned friendly with Colombia. 80,000 fans are expected at Sydney's Stadium Australia for the game with the tournament hosts. Ireland midfielder Rusha Littlejohn will relish the experience.
I do enjoy playing in front of big crowds, but I think everyone's different and everyone's going to need to do what works best for them, be in control. You're going to be nervous, let's face it, there's going to be nerves, but it's just not letting the nerves and emotions get the better of you. I'd like to hope that I'll thrive at the occasion, but time will tell.
Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers, they need to score away from home for the first time in five European trips tonight. They're in Iceland, looking to overturn a 1-0 first leg deficit against Breidablik in their first qualifying round of the Champions League. Rovers are without injured duo Jack Byrne and Neil Ferrugia. Kickoff is at 8:15 Irish time, and the winners will play Copenhagen in the next round. Back locally, Philip De Silva has left Finn Harps by mutual agreement. The 19-year-old joined in December of last year from a Norwegian side. During a short spell with the Ballybofey side, he scored 4 goals in 20 appearances. And Mark Coyle has signed a new contract with Shelburne, extending his stay with the Reds until the end of the 2024 campaign. The contract for Mark also includes an option of a further year after that. Coyle joined Shelburne in 2022, having previously won the Player of the Year title in 2021 campaign during his time at Finn Harps. Well, the Foyle Cup parade took place this morning around the streets of Derry. Over 500 teams are playing in this year's Festival of Football. Among the games in the under 19 section this evening, Cairn Donagh, they play Phoenix. Dunreeh United are up against Maiden City. Institute play North Coast United, and Derrickview play Churchill United. While at under 17 level, Inishowen Youths are playing Strathroy Harps. Maiden City Academy play Limavady United. Lagan Harps are up against Fintown Harps. And Ballyrain, they play Maximum Performance. Earlier today, Derry City defeated Lourdes Celtic by a goal to nil. Cross Channel, Johnny Evans has rejoined Manchester United on a short-term deal. The 35-year-old is a free agent following his release by Leicester and will be part of the United squad for their pre-season games. Meanwhile, United are close to completing the signing of Inter Milan's goalkeeper Andre Onana. He's reportedly on his way to England with a £55 million package agreed between the clubs. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal LGFA will now begin the search for their new ladies manager after Maxi Kern left the job last night following 6 years at the helm. During that time, he led the county to 3 Ulster titles. With the men's senior job up for grabs, there's no doubt Maxi's name would be linked with that job. But speaking on this morning's 9 till noon show, he ruled himself out of the running.
At this point in time, it's not something I would have any interest in. You know, yeah, look, down the line, it's the pinnacle for any manager or coach, you know, to be involved with their county team. And look, as they have been blessed to have been involved with every Donegal team from under 14 to senior at some point or other. But look, just not at this time. I think, you know, the Donegal men situation is at a crucial turning point. And I think they need a real, you know, high-profile figure now to come in and redirect and capture the imagination of the people and the players. And I mentioned, you know, the need for everybody to get behind the girls, the same as the case now with the boys. But look, I just don't feel I'm the person for that role at the minute. And the Donegal boys have done tremendous over the last couple of years, and I don't think they've been given the credit that is there for their efforts. Like, being a county footballer, as a manager, coach, whatever, it's a tough gig. It's a thankless job.
Maxi Corner, you can hear that full interview on our website, highlandradio.com. In athletics, Rashida Adeleke gets to test herself against the 200 metres world champion on her professional debut this evening. The Dubliner will line up alongside Oregon gold medalist Sharika Jackson at the Gela Estevan event in Hungary. That race gets underway shortly at 6 o'clock Irish time. In golf, Rory McIlroy will play alongside Masters champion John Rahm and Justin Rose for the first two rounds of this week's Open Championship. They'll tee off just before 3 o'clock on Thursday at Hoylake. Seamus Power and Padraig Harrington are grouped together along with Taylor Gooch. That's a 9:14 tee time for them on Thursday morning. Shane Lowry goes out just over an hour later with Ricky Fowler and Robert McIntyre. And Meath's Alex Maguire is the first Irishman out in the course just after 7 o'clock. And tennis, Swedish player Michael Emer says his conscience is clear after being banned from tennis for 18 months over an anti-doping violation. He's been suspended after failing to be available for drug testing three times. Emer feels that the ban is unfair. In horse racing, it's the second day of the July Festival at Killarney. A seven-race flat card gets underway very shortly. Dylan Brown McMonagall and Luke McAteer, they both have rides in the Kingdom this evening. Finally, for this evening, in cycling, Jonas Vingegaard has strengthened his grip on the leader's yellow jersey with just four racing stages remained of the Tour de France. The Dane was the fastest in today's individual time trial, 1 minute and 38 seconds faster than Tag Day Pogacar. Vingegaard leads his extends his overall lead at the summit to the yellow jersey to 1 minute and 48 seconds. That's your sport. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Three men believed to be members of an organised crime group responsible for burglaries and the theft of vehicles across the country, including the North West, have been arrested. They were arrested in Dublin following a search operation this morning as a result of ongoing intelligence-led operation. The men, two in their early 30s and one in his late teens, are currently detained at a Garda station in Dublin, while a vehicle has also been seized and will be subject to forensic examination. External investigators were denied access to review the National Children's Hospital site for 6 weeks. The hospital's board told the Irish Times it hired an investigative team from solution advisory firm Kroll to understand the extreme delays in construction. However, contractors BAM would not cooperate. BAM denies this, saying it has fully engaged with the board and will continue to do so. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says delays are driving up costs and causing a rift between BAM, the board and government.
It's no secret that the government hasn't been satisfied with the contractor. Really, since the project began, the contractor hasn't fully committed the resources to the site, and that's why the government is pushing back against claims from the contractor for additional money.
Investigations are ongoing after a motorist was injured by a stone falling off a trailer in Moville. Between 7.45 and 8.40 on Thursday morning last, the driver was travelling on the Cairndonnet to Moville Road in the Lakamy area. The stone fell off a lorry trailer, smashing the windscreen of the car before striking the driver. He was taken to hospital for treatment to injuries sustained. Gardaí are appealing to the lorry driver to contact them and anyone who may have dash cam footage. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after a man was attacked by three other men in Cairndonnet. The alleged assault took place between 10:30 and 11:30 on Friday, the 7th of July. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say the Marquee in the Diamond event was taking place at the time. Anyone who witnessed the attack is to get in contact with Gardaí. House prices increased by 2.4% in the last year. CSO figures in 12 months to May showed the cost of a home is up 5% in border areas. The median price for a house in Ireland was €315,000. The most expensive area for the country is Dunleary Rathdown in Dublin, while the cheapest is in Longford. Looking to weather, sunny spells with scattered showers this evening, some heavy and light variable or northwesterly winds. Tonight will be mainly dry with clear spells and isolated showers. Lows of 7 to 11 degrees in light, moderate, variable or northwesterly winds. To conclude this evening's news, the Minister of State for Disabilities says people have a right for the Brandon Report to be fully published. Donegal County Council is being urged to introduce bylaws to govern the use of e-scooters in the Letterkenny-Milford municipal area. A Midlands community is in shock following the death of two members of a leash family in a crash in Turkey. And hairdressers in the northwest are just about breaking even. That's according to a Donegal salon owner. That's all for now. I'll be back again with the news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, July 18th. The death has taken place of Lena McBride, née Finlay, for Mount Carmel View, Strabane, and formerly of Claddagh, reposing at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 11:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Director Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Ellen Doherty, Need Doherty, 8 Pierce Garden, Strabane, and formerly of Cavan na Cor, Ballindrid, Lifford. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Liz McGlinchey, niece Stuart, Brookside House, Cove Hill, Port Road, Letterkenny, and formerly from Westport, Ballyshannon. Liz's remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Rosary is both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Private cremation will follow at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Teresa O'Donnell, Nee Duffy, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Teresa's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Danny Sharkey, Ellabeg, Burn Foot, retired principal of St Angus National School, Bridge End, and former presenter on Highland Radio. Reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home tomorrow and Thursday from 4 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and on Friday afternoon from 3 o'clock, with removal at 6 p.m. to St Angus Church, Burt, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Danny's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Kathleen Irwin, 19 Mulraney Terrace, Stranorlar. Funeral leaving from her late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorlar at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. The house is private to family, neighbours and close friends, please. The death has taken place of Harry Parker, Craigs Road, Raphoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. House private, please. Removal from his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Raphoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Northwest Branch Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Christy McCarron, 384 Ardbeth in St Johnston, County Donegal. Christy will be reposing from his late residence this morning at 11 a.m. and all day on Wednesday. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:15 a.m, going to St Bethan's Church, St Johnston, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Michael Jim Quinn, Ross Bracken, Letterkenny, and formerly of Backhill, Minagorry, Buncrana. Remains reposing overnight in the Quinn family home, Minagorry, Buncrana. Funeral from there at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, travelling to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Jim's remains will be leaving the Porter Funeral Home at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, travelling to Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.